This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under Narendra Modi government. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the Home Minister said strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be raised to the ground.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ। धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चुन चुन कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मले छोटी बच्चियां, छोटे बच्चे, वृद्ध माँ, उनकी पत्नियां, उनकी बहनें, इस सब के सामने मारा गया। और क्यों मारा गया? क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने। मैं आज इस सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूँ, कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा, ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प।
Mr. Shah lauded the role of armed forces and security agencies for the successful Operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized.
मैं सबसे पहले ऑपरेशन महादेव के लिए बताना चाहूंगा। परसों ही बहुत लंबे समय से चल रहे हुए एक ऑपरेशन का अंत आया और वो ऑपरेशन के तहत तीन आतंकवादी सुलेमान उर्फ फैजल जट, अफगान और जिब्रान, हमारी सुरक्षा बलों ने इनको मौत के घाट उतार। मनोहर सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था। पहलगांव हमले में उसकी ही राइफल से गोलियां चली थी और उसको हमारे सुरक्षा बलों ने कश्मीर छोड़कर पाकिस्तान भागने नहीं दिए। अफगान भी ए ग्रेड का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था और जिब्रान भी उच्च आला दर्जे का लश्कर ए तैयबा का आतंकवादी था।
The Home Minister said that Pakistan's striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. He said the Pakistani side approached India and pleaded with the Indian side to stop the operation. Mr. Shah accused Congress for taking a lenient approach towards terrorism for its vote bank and appeasement politics. Mr. Shah criticized former Home Minister P. Chidambaram for seeking proof that the terrorists were from Pakistan. He accused that Mr. Chidambaram's statement reflects the mindset of the Congress Party, which shields terror outfits. During the Home Minister's reply, the opposition staged a walkout, demanding the Prime Minister's reply on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar refuted mediation claims to stop Operation Sindoor, saying that no phone call was made between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump from 22nd April to 16th June of this year. The Lok Sabha has given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from 13th of August 2025. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of President's rule, which was imposed in Manipur on the 13th February 2025. Replying to a discussion on the resolution, the minister said that it is imperative to extend the President's rule to maintain peace and normalcy in the state. India has taken note of a statement by the United States President Donald Trump on bilateral trade after he announced 25% tariffs on India starting from 1st of August. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the government is studying its implications. It added that the government will take all necessary steps to secure national interest, as has been the case with other trade agreements, including the latest Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement with the United Kingdom. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshay Sen, Ayush Shetty and Tharun Mannapelli have progressed to the second round of the Macau Open. Lakshya defeated Korea's Jeon Hyung-jin 21-8, 21-14, while Ayush defeated Chinese Taipei's Huang Yu-kai 21-10, 21-11 yesterday. Tharun secured a win against fellow Indian Manraj Singh 21-19, 21-13. And with that, we end this news bulletin.